Stones of Remembrance. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if many of you, like me, have been struck by the many times in the Old Testament where a stone or stones were erected in remembrance. I have enjoyed running these down, and I believe there is a lesson in this for us. In Genesis chapters 28, 31, and 35, Jacob set up a stone as a pillar, then a heap of stones, and lastly a stone pillar to remember two encounters with God at Bethel and a covenant of peace with his father-in-law, Laban. One of the most significant stories comes from Joshua 4, 1-8. When the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from right where the priests are standing, and carry them over with you, and put them down at the place where you stay tonight." So Joshua called together the 12 men he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and he said to them, "Go over before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites to serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask you, 'What do those stones mean?' tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever." So the Israelites did as Joshua commanded. Later on, in verse 23 to 24 of that chapter, we read, "The Lord your God did to the Jordan what he had done to the Red Sea when he dried it up before us until we had crossed over. He did this so that all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful, and so that you might always fear the Lord your God." The memorial of 12 stones was to be a constant reminder of the day that the Israelites crossed the Jordan on dry ground. Their children would see those stones, hear the story, and learn about God's power and fear him. Do you have traditions, special dates, or special places to help your children learn about God's work in your lives? Do you take time to tell them what God has done for you, all of his mercies and faithfulness to your family? I have wanted for years to write up our family story, our history, but especially I have wanted to recall and write down the mercies of the Lord. I have finally gotten serious. I've collected all my data. I'm adding to it and hope to print it up for my children and my children's children. God tells us to do that in some way or other. Here are some awesome verses from Scripture that encourage us to remember. Deuteronomy 4:9. "Only be careful and watch yourselves closely, so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen, or let them fade from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them." Psalm 103, verse 2, "Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Psalm 66, 16, "Come and hear, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me." Psalm 45, "Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare." Psalm 71, 16 to 17, "I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteous deeds, yours alone. Since my youth, God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds." Psalm 78, 4, "We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power, and the wonders he has done." One last example in the Bible about remembering with stones. The Israelites had great difficulty with the Philistines, but God rescued them. In response, the people set up a stone as a memorial of God's help and deliverance. 1 Samuel 7:12. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen. He named it Ebenezer, saying, "Thus far the Lord has helped us." Ebenezer means stone of help. Retelling your story will keep memories of God's faithfulness alive in your family. During tough times, we need to remember the crucial turning points in our past to help us through the present. Memorials can help us remember God's past victories and gain confidence and strength for the present. If you haven't already, start a way to remember God's mercies and faithfulness. A pewter bowl of smooth stones with remembrances written on them in a few short words? A journal of memories of God's help and faithfulness? Our Heavenly Father, we have remembered your works in the lives of your Old Testament children. Encourage and help us to erect those stones of remembrance for future generations in our family, in our own families. We give you a shout of praise, for great is your faithfulness through all generations.